Can we talk? No, this is not one of those songs. One,
four,
two, three.
Minutes.
When again, Kathy starts singing, you block your ears, but she's talented. One, two, three, enter. Hello, hello.
Hi, people. How you doing? Once again, Kathy, Solea, and Helen, our
hello.
Guests.
Hello, hello, priest. Mm-hmm. Now, guys. So today we're discussing a juicy one. In fact, we were jazzing and I said, but jeans. Leave this for the podcast. Let's mm-hmm. make it up on the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the wonderful topic of sexual harassment. Ooh, juicy.
Mm. Long overdue, meanwhile.
Have you worked on radio, Soleil?
No, I've never.
Okay.
I've never worked on radio. I take this as a hint. You people, Helen is my chair. But guys, you will be sick of me because I'll be like, somebody told me I can be on radio.
You got a good voice.
Who are you? Who are you? Mm-hmm. So, ladies, today we're talking about this hot topic because recently, here in Uganda, we had one of our well-known female celebrities who would be, I would call her the Rihanna of UG, honestly. Queen Sheba. She's an amazing performer.
Very she's something.
Gifted at what she does. And of course, she had an incident a few weeks ago where, of course, she was sexually harassed or sexually assaulted, I think, in this case. Right? And we're going to discuss that, the difference. We're not discussing Sheba necessarily, but what she has gone through. Which, quite frankly, someone actually even posted up and said, show me a woman who hasn't been harassed sexually in the office and I'll show you a unicorn.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, not even a woman, a female.
A female.
Let's just say female. And I would just like to talk about the first time you guys were probably aware that you were being harassed. At least you were aware that something was off when someone of the opposite sex who was most likely older said or did something inappropriate.
I think I was like 12, 11, 12, like I told you, my body was just springing on me. So there'll be those times when they would send you like to the market or you're just walking on the street and then you're just hearing these little heckles of you know, and their comments there. And you're thinking, yo, I'm 12 years old. Why? You're a big man. What's your story? Yeah. Like, I'm like a daughter to you. Why would
And this can be along the way, right from the time you've left your home.
Yes.
To the market.
Uh-huh.
At the market. And coming from the market.
Yes. So, and then there's that whole hand grabbing. Yeah. Someone grabs your hand.
By force.
Someone taps your ass. Mm-hmm. Someone touches your breast. And you're like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So I've always been on defensive mode for the longest time. Still am. Because I've had very many encounters in my life that you get to a point and ask yourself,
why me?
Do I encourage it? But I'm fully dressed. I'm not naked because it's not even about you being naked or not indecently dressed. It's a thing of, being of like, what is it about me that's attracting this? Like, what is it? Yeah. So for me,
Since I
was a young girl.
Yes, Miss Helen.
As a young girl, I grew up in boarding school from the age of 6 to
18.
I finished from P1 to senior 6. So, and it was only girls' schools. So, to some extent, I was protected as a young child. And then home, my father was a feared man. So, and also we are also like in an enclosed, we are always at home, there was always somebody to run an errand or somebody's bringing something. So church, we are going
together.
As a child, I think I survived. But in the working world,
was that different story?
I don't know whether I should bring this up now.
Actually, now we're going to tackle that. But just in case, for those of you who are probably wondering, what is this? When people talk about sexual harassment and sexual assault, they're actually two different things. But right now, we're actually discussing sexual harassment, right? So the definition of sexual harassment from reachout.com is: sexual harassment is any form of unwelcome sexual behavior that's offensive, humiliating, or intimidating. And just for your information, in case you think that this is just something that anyone can do and get away with, it is actually against the law. And it happens that this experience affects people in different ways. So we are going to tackle this because, you know, there's certain things that maybe you want to know more about sexual harassment. Maybe you're a guy or a parent, or, you know, you're just curious, like, what exactly does it mean?
Mm.
How you even know if you're being sexually harassed, mm. and to know what you can do if you're being sexually harassed. Another thing we also want to make clear, that much as we are speaking as women in regards to this issue, we also know that men face it, that boys face it.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not unaware of that. And mm. we are very considerate and very empathetic when it comes to what men also go through, or young boys go through, when it comes to sexual harassment. Mm. So just think of our experiences, what we're sharing and what we're going to be talking about, as something that is also very, very relevant to you as men. So, sexual harassment, now that we've covered what it means,
mm.
here's what it can be. How can it be expressed, right?
Mm.
It can be written, it can be verbal, it can be physical. It mm. can happen to also happen in person, and get this,
mm.
or online.
Online. Mm. I think people sometimes, there are those that actually intentionally, they know
mm.
exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing of, how are you going to react?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they'll throw a line. Your reaction decides the next move.
Yes, true. Mm.
So mm. when true. when you're like, really, is this the best you can do?
Mm-hmm.
That person is not going to do it again.
Mm.
So I realized about men, some of the men that actually do this, they want to test the waters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How far can you go?
Mm.
Then you'll find a guy, like when you go out to hang as girls,
mm.
you find these guys who smack you.
Mm.
Yeah, who mm. smack your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You're passing a group of guys and one of them dares. I like one of my girls.
Mm.
She actually slaps them.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, but the guys never expect it.
Yes.
And she slaps you, and then your friends, the men, actually
mm.
laugh.
Mm.
They're like, yo,
you pushed it.
You went too far.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, if you know your boy behaves this way, maybe they have stopped him and he's not listening.
Mm.
So if he gets that slap, of course, they don't expect you to slap the girl back, because mm. you know you're in the wrong.
Yes.
So stop going around and smacking women's asses.
Mm. I think
she's beautiful. Just yes. allow and say, wow.
She's
wow.
beautiful.
Wow.
I mean, shoot your shot, you know. Say,
yeah.
you know, I think you're really beautiful, or however it is.
Compliment
that you guys
vibe like any other man vibes.
Yes. Actually, compliment. Because when a guy smacks you, he's
that's
not
really
he's not vibing.
He's not vibing.
He's just allowing mm. his power of, I can touch
you. I can touch
you. That's what he's saying.
Mm.
I can touch you, and there's
I can,
nothing
I can just
can
play
do.
With her.
Yet, if you just tell me of your girl,
mm-hmm.
you're fine.
Mm.
And you can even just say it without any other intention.
Exactly.
I mean, if it goes mm. somewhere, fine. If
mm-hmm.
it doesn't,
it's okay.
Mm. But don't think by, and even here's another thing you should also know, that just because someone is okay, not, I'll put okay in air quotes,
mm.
with you touching her, trust me, by the time a woman has accepted, once again in quotes, that her ass has been smacked as she's walking past, and she doesn't react, she just sort of brushes it off, you can trust and believe deep down inside
she's
it.
So humiliated.
She is humiliated, she's angry, and
mm.
if she had it in her, she would attack you
yeah.
if she could.
Yeah.
But you know, she's probably assessing the situation, and these are the calculations we all go through. Trust me.
Yes.
You assess the situation. If
mm.
I react,
mm.
what's going to happen?
I probably don't have the same physical energy like
yes.
he has.
Or even his backup.
Yes.
You're thinking, because
mm.
he's a guy, he's going to be louder with his
I
voice.
I wish I was like that, though.
Mm.
In my head,
mm.
when things like that happen, something snaps in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, soul, it's a thing of, why? Like, why have you done it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your mind,
yes.
what do you see me as?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an object to you.
Yes.
So it calls for fight back.
Mm.
So in my mind, it's always fight back mode. So the day I watched Sheba's video,
mm.
I remembered some incident from last year.
Yeah.
And I was so
upset.
It all came back to
it
me.
It triggered you. Yeah.
It triggered me again.
Mm.
I was so, so upset. I kept on thinking, what did they do to her? She was in her car.
Mm,
she was
sleeping.
She's waiting to go on stage.
Mm.
Like, she's prepping herself. She's putting herself in that car moment
mm.
of, I'm going to go in front of thousands of people
and
I have to
give them
to
the energy.
This.
Mm.
Thank you so much. And then somebody surrounds you. So I imagined very many things that could
mm.
have happened to her.
Mm.
Then in my head, I'm thinking, and what does she do?
Mm.
Like, do you have the power to actually react? In that case, she couldn't.
Because
this guy has escorts.
But you forget that when you're now thinking of situations where someone with power comes in. And let me tell you, when it comes to someone in power,
mm.
we're also talking about, you know, what happens in homes, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Husbands.
House girl,
mm.
you know, and somebody harassing her in her in the home that she works at, she has nowhere to go. This is exactly. the place where she makes money from. Mm. She's probably the chief breadwinner in her family. Yes. She's sending that money back somewhere. Mm. Or she's just someone who's out on her own.
Yeah.
And she's basically been told, you are lucky to even have a job.
Mm.
So you better put up with it. And also, unfortunately, as women, and even those of us who are older, when we see our younger sisters going through this, and they come and report it. Or
it's your fault. How are you dressed?
They forget that, of how you dress. There's that thing of, but first you also went through it and you survived. Who are you to start complaining?
Oh my God.
I actually do not understand.
Yes.
Like on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
how people, women are attacking Sheba.
Oh. No, I don't even know how to explain it. It is the whole thing of.
Moreover, women.
We are. I could remember this properly, but we had a wonderful feminist one time speak to us, and she said, when these laws, in quotes, these mm-hmm. societal laws are put in place, say, mm-hmm. by your oppressor, once again, in quotes,
mm-hmm.
it is those of you who are under submission,
mm-hmm.
those who the law is applying to,
mm-hmm.
who will enforce it amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Your oppressor doesn't have to do much.
Mm-hmm.
They have just said, for example, don't wear short skirts. If you wear short skirts, this is what's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. You see what happens to women who wear short skirts? They're going to get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be us women saying, what were you wearing?
Yeah.
That girl was always going around doing X, Y, and Z. Mm. No wonder. Me, I'm not surprised. I even think she made it up. She was calling for attention.
Yeah.
So there are things like that where we as women need to be our own advocates and champions and say that was absolutely wrong.
Mm.
But now let's also talk about the fact that because from the time we were young girls, we actually faced this. Growing up in Uganda, if anyone grew up in Uganda, and we can just best describe it for you, we have a place where our transportation system, we have a very ad hoc transport system here. We don't have your transportation, you know, like the bus.
Some people call them matatus.
Call them matatus in Kenya. Yeah. Call them taxis.
They carry 14 passengers.
And sometimes 16.
There we go. Because we have the conductor. The conductor is the guy who collects the money.
No, there's a time he puts somebody there.
Yeah.
That extra. And then said, I will stand.
You stand and as if crouches. You come to UG. It's a good experience, let me tell you. But for most of us, having to go through the taxi park was hell. It didn't matter whether you wore the baggiest of clothes. You could put on the toughest expression.
Oh,
you guys, you could be dressed in a sack cloth. You guys, you could look haggard that day. Like, your hair is out of over what? You know, you have growth.
That reminds me of a story. There's a chick who said she was going through the new park back then. So, you know how you're in a hurry. Eh? You're walking somewhere, you're focused, you're getting towards your taxis. And a guy from nowhere came and grabbed her breast. Oh my God.
She lost it.
Oh, she was like, what? Like, you said, think of what the hell is happening right now. And the next thing, she's getting into a fight of what the hell.
But now that's the thing. When you think about, you're minding your own business basically.
Yes.
And you're moving about your life
normally.
You're focused. But I remember even being that young and saying, oh my, you know, you start here, baby, sweetie,
Scovia,
Sarah. Hey, they start throwing out names. Hey,
size young.
Size young is like my size. You're perfect for me. And then you would have these instances of people grabbing you. Someone grabs you like a complete stranger. And let me tell you, you cannot react. Because most people's thing would be like, so your hands are grabbed. And it's not a short distance. You can start from Nakasero. You're walking down. I can't even describe it for you who are not in Uganda. But just imagine a street that could probably be the length of a block. Right?
Yeah.
You're walking down because you're trying to get to the park. That way you need to get your transportation to get you home. It doesn't matter if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 o'clock at night. So as you're
even
walking
the
down,
morning.
Yes, even in the morning, as you're there in your business suit walking down. So now you're focused on your life. You're even trying. By the way, I actually had this thing where I'd go. It was almost like a wall was being put up in my mind mentally.
Yeah.
Of, you're not going to react to anything. You do not see anything. You're walking straight.
If somebody's walking towards you, move out of their way.
And even if they try and also meander with you, because you know there are guys who do that. Who
they're playful.
They try to catch your attention. You don't take it personal. Like, you'd have to learn how to laugh certain things off.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a serious voice and say, hey, baby, smile. Go.
When you're tough.
So people would get to this point where they would be like, you'd have to mentally prepare yourself, right, for that journey. And then forget that. You've been through almost like a minefield.
Yeah.
Get into the park. You sit in that taxi. Do you know how strategic you have to be? Kathy, where do you sit?
I sit at the back. Mm-hmm. If you look at the back, it's the middle seat and next to the window.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't like sitting in the middle it's for me, because I don't like sitting near men. I prefer usually when I find like a woman,
yes,
so that I can sit next to her.
Yes.
Because when I sit next to a guy, that those guys, they make it, they make you uncomfortable.
Mm.
He's sitting so close, yeah.
Then he spreads his thigh,
he spreads his legs. Then his thigh is like also, so against you.
He has the audacity to lift his arm.
And what was that? Kabubuka. What's that smell?
What did we used to call that smell?
Use the odorant. Kabubuka. We call kabubuka. It kabubuka.
Would come as the guy stretches his hand.
Carbon.
Over. You guys. It is 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Someone has been working. God, they come with that stinky armpit and put it near you. That's the point where I'd real poke. With my I'd real poke like this, of move your arm. Like, we're not doing this.
Yeah, he puts his arm around you. And around you're thinking, the seat. What is happening?
Where and he's just like, I'm just stretching. I'd be like, but I'm taller than you.
Yeah.
Chances are I'll be taller than you. Yeah. Why are you stretching?
Why stretching?
Helen, what was your experience when it came to sitting in taxis? Like, where would you strategically place yourself?
I didn't like... I liked the front.
Right next to the driver, like up front, yes.
Because that chair in the middle is small.
Yes, and it's so uncomfortable.
So, somehow, no, the one in the... Well, I used to like by the window.
Yes.
But that one, the distance between the driver and that one is
and
small. But now the distance between that person and me who is on the window is quite large.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So there won't be another... Actually, when I'd find that place taken...
You'd wait for another taxi.
I'd be like, sometimes you're in a hurry and you have to.
You just have to.
And I hated this other one behind the conductor.
Yes.
Because in case of an accident, there are those bars.
Yes.
They hit you badly.
Yes.
A friend of mine had that accident, so she warned me on that. Then I would go behind that because the next one is on the tire.
Oh, Lord, yes.
And that tire, whenever you potholes.
Yes.
Oh.
You guys.
But
I'm
now.
You. Taxis are
now, experience. When I would go that seat where I know a Roman is going to come and he's going to sit near me. I would first of all, you don't even have to act like you're polished, because once you're polished, they're going to abuse you more.
Yeah.
So what you act like you a chimin.
Lumpen.
Of a woman in a taxi getting to work.
Somebody even will look at you and look at your face and say, but of some people are daredevils.
Yeah.
They will somehow they pretend to be sleeping.
The hand, they're sleeping.
Oh my
the hand,
God.
you find his elbow.
Yes.
Like rubbing.
Oh, they pretend they're sleeping,
your
and they want to
like...
sleep even on you.
Yes. So you have to wonder, quite frankly, that as a guy, or even as a woman, if you're doing this to fellow guys, because you know guys get uncomfortable. I wish we had a guy in this conversation, but guys also get uncomfortable.
Because even men are harassed. Yeah.
And men are harassed by women. Like women, sometimes you chicks, you know what you're doing.
In that moment when they are going in for the hug, you women, you know what you're doing to your friends.
Hey, right.
It's not good.
Hey, right. Don't do.
Men
don't
get
do
uncomfortable, and they can't.
Actually,
they
even
can't react.
Women can harass men, even without touching them.
Yeah.
She will come and then somehow she starts caressing her boobs.
But why would you do
somehow
that?
Every time she stands, she caresses them. Wow. Then she will sit in a way that you can see something beyond the legs. Then they will shake without touching you. A
or
woman
she,
will
or
harass
she intentionally it. Walk all the way, and she's making sure she's passing right in front of
you. Yes.
So chicks, if you're
too much energy.
Too much energy.
And you know, you have to wonder when you think about the reason why people do this, like the perpetrators, right?
Yeah.
People who do these things. Why you do what you do, Lord have mercy.
Like
but
you
now,
wake up in the morning, leave your house and enter.
Your issue is now.
Yeah, I think it's like a demon. It just comes and attacks you in any moment. It comes through your weakness.
Yes.
That greeting thing.
Of that coming of that finger.
I don't shake hands with men. Anymore because these days you're shaking hands with somebody and somebody does that scratching thing in the middle. I have had wars over those matters.
It's beyond gross. And
gross.
Let's just even help you understand better what sexual harassment includes, right? So this is what sexual harassment can include, right? Someone either touching, grabbing, or making other physical contact with you without your consent. This is key.
Yeah.
Without your consent, right? Then making comments to you that have a sexual meaning, asking you for sex or sexual favors. Here's one which I think you didn't even know was harassment. Leering and staring at you. displaying rude and offensive material so that you and others can see WhatsApp groups. You guys, you know, there are times when you have to realize, you know, when people are just like, oh, we're all adults. Yeah, yes, we're all adults, which means that there are certain things that you shouldn't be posting.
Yes.
If you feel, if you have that same energy when someone comes and starts posting religious things on your thing, yeah, on your site, and you get offended, bring that same energy when also content that is unwanted and maybe of sexual nature that you know.
Oh, create that group. Yes. Create a WhatsApp group where you enjoy it. Yes.
You do share it, but don't share it with everybody. That is actually harassment. When you start and then you try to humiliate the other person who mentions that they're offended by saying, oh, you guys are too stuck up, we're all grown-ups. No, right? Mm. So that's part of it, in case you didn't know. Then, making sexual gestures or suggestive body movements towards you.
The wink.
Uh-huh. Then, this is the other one.
As me, I have suffered.
Everybody suffered. It's your fault for being beautiful.
It's not my fault. God.
God made you beautiful. But then there's also this. Cracking sexual jokes and comments around you or to you, right?
Mm.
Questioning you about your sex life. Once again, it's none of your business.
Not your business. Mm.
Insulting you with sexual comments. Behavior on a phone call that makes you uncomfortable, indecently exposing themselves to you, and of course the last one being sexually assaulting you. So the unwanted contact can include unwanted touching, hugging, or kissing. So when people don't want to be hugged, respect that. You know, there's some, and this goes for men too. There are men who don't want to be hugged by women.
Yeah.
Respect that. Yeah. If a guy says, I don't start saying, oh, you're so prude. No. A guy has said, I don't hug anyone, except my wife.
Yeah.
Or it could be strictly family members. He's not a hugger. Respect that. Actually respect someone's space. And then also showing inappropriate material, offensive material, inappropriate jokes. Like, do not do these things that actually make people feel
uncomfortable.
Because now here's the effect, right? And I'm still reading from reachout.com. If you're being sexually harassed, by the way, you might feel stressed, anxious, or depressed.
Yeah.
So after an incident has happened, like now this incident that happened, Shiba, triggered a lot of women, right?
Yeah.
Everyone started remembering what had happened to them in that situation. Then withdraw from social situations. There's also losing confidence and self-esteem. Having symptoms of stress such as headaches, backaches, or sleep problems. I did not know this.
Wow.
And then being less productive or unable to concentrate.
Yes. Yeah. That one.
Imagine now that's happening in your workplace. Mm. Yeah. You have to work with this person or your school.
You know, every time that person comes to your desk, they're very intentional of getting too close in your space. The sexual jokes, the weird touches.
You guys, it's disgusting. I just had my first child. My first child, I think, made a year. So a friend connected me. She knew I needed a job. I didn't have a job, regular job. So she said, there is a company that needs an accountant, and I know you can do a good job. I said, fine, connect me. I got connected. That the man was an Australian. And up from that day, I don't like Australians.
But like Australians.
Imagine. So first of all, the man had, I don't know whether he was bipolar. I don't know. I don't
know. His issues.
Yeah, what issues he is. So I was tiny. Now I put on some flesh. So I was small.
Anyway, we don't know what had been there formerly, but Adam is still looking very good.
I was tiny then. Then, you know, no offense to the white race, but somehow they like tiny black
girls.
Yeah. So. And when I reached there, I think I was serious with my work. I organized my department.
You were performing very well.
Because the money was good. What they told me, the money was good. For me to work from 8 to 5 and sit, what had been promised was good. So after 1 week, the man said, being rude to me. I've not done anything. He said, being rude to me. Then I asked his errand boy said, Msaja, this man is so rude to me. What's happening? He said, I already know. I said, why? He looked at you and he cannot penetrate your heart or something. Your kind, the way you are. These girls, they're the kind of girls he wants.
The way you look.
The way he likes. And he's seeing, the man said in Lugana, Toli mwangu.
You are not easy.
Yeah, I'm not easy. I said, oh, okay. Said, now I know what is happening and I know how to handle it. I would mind my business. he was finding a mistake. This now I'm entering the second week. There was always a mistake I'm doing.
Mm.
When there's no mistake, he was finding a fault
everywhere.
I said, I need this job. I have a child. But do I need it?
Mm. Do I really, really need it?
You need to find your mental state. Mm.
You guys, the next day I didn't turn up. When I asked my question that, mm. I mean, when I asked myself that, I said,
I don't need this.
I don't need this job.
Mm.
So I didn't come back. Then I think the man thought I'm maybe late that day. He sent me a long message. You idiot, you what? You think this is your office? Why aren't you here? I didn't reply him. Then he said, why aren't you replying? I told him, I don't need your job anymore. I just said, I don't need your job anymore. Then he told, imagine this is your boss. He's on a text war.
Mm.
He sent me a message. You think you're the most beautiful girl. Then I said, oh. So what the other guy told me is actually true. Mm. Because how is the beauty and the job connected?
Yes.
Me, I'm counting your money and I'm going to Kubanja people who owe you money. Yes. I am doing your accounts. How is beauty connected to this?
To work.
So I said, you know what? Let me struggle.
In a different way.
Mm. But I'm not going to that office.
And I think that's one of the things that now, of course, he stayed there and he could probably, the cycle now continued until he finally left, which is what I'm assuming.
Mm.
But one of the things that we are always curious about, because we never talk about these things. Mm. We talk about us going through it, but we never talk about resolutions in terms of what are you going to do to protect yourself the next time that this happens? What will you do the next time you see this happening to another woman or to another man?
Yes. Mm.
What would we actually do?
So to be honest with you, like most of the times I've been in such circumstances, like when you're walking and then, like just the other day, today's Friday.
Today's Friday, yeah.
On Wednesday, I'm walking along in Tinder stage to get a taxi to Kira. So I'm walking by a group of men. They are calling, oh, Chiwatule, Najera, Chira. And then one of them spots me walking and then he's like, hey, you guy, look at that hot babe walking by here. Should make a good wife for you. So
imagine.
I look at them. So I acted like I did not hear anything. I ignored them, walked past them. Because these are taxi chaps. Yeah. I don't have energy. I don't have time. So what I usually do in different, if it's a workspace, if it's somebody who has met me for the first time and is having these sexual innuendos or whatever, we have that conversation. I'm as blunt as they come. I'm going to tell you, you know what? If we're to be friends, let's not have this. Don't objectify me. Let's not go there because I can do the same for you.
Yes.
That's what I tell them. I can do the same to you. I have the same power. So let's not. Let's respect each other. So me, I speak. If I don't speak Solea, it's a fight. Between the two.
And one of the, we as parents, or one, I think one of the things our parents forgot, sometimes they would forget.
Or didn't know.
These family friends,
uncle,
and those uncles and aunties.
In quotes,
me, I had a big after school. There's a big guy who was in the Ministry of Education, a commission or something, a family friend or something. So they told me, that one will connect you anywhere. I said, okay, after school, I took my papers. Put them in. Say, hey, Bangu Pastor, daughter, hi. So the man said, hey, I think this is a funny man, so
maybe he's just a big man. Yeah.
So the next time, hey, I have called somebody from Uche. My cousin, meanwhile, is the one that sent me. That's actually this man.
What's his story?
I've grown. In short,
you as he's nice. Looking you up and down, meanwhile.
And I'm like, this job.
What's happening? What is this job that I'm doing?
As usual. After, and you know, you're desperate. You really want to work.
Yeah.
You want an income. You know that after school, if you have such a connection,
you're sorted.
Your things are sorted. I walked to that man's office. I think in a month, I would go there like 4 times. And then one time, hey, when are we going to drink chai?
You're like, but he ain't.
This man. Then until one time he told me to give him a push to Mbarara that he has
an event.
He has an event, so can we travel together?
Road trips. Girls tell from road trips.
A young girl. You are very big in a ministry.
What am I going
to contribute to this, whatever, if a conference or something?
What am I going to do?
The next time he called me, I didn't pick. I don't know how to. Sometimes I used not to, like those people you have thought they are your relatives or something. I didn't know how to answer him back. I just didn't pick. He never saw me ever in his office. Then somebody kept asking me, you're no longer going to, how far with the job? I said, when the job is there, he will call me. Hey, what did he tell you? I'm like, he told me that when the job comes,
then I'll go.
1 year ends. This guy has not given you a job. I'm like, he told me when he gets the job. Till one time I told my cousin, your friend. He said, that one is like chicken. Said, your friend. He said, no wonder you stopped going there abruptly.
Yeah.
Said, that man is, even you who is his daughter.
Yeah. If you sense something like that, stay away.
Stay away. And also for parents to know, when it comes to your children, no matter what age they are, do not force them to hug people.
Yeah. Mm.
Do not force them. Go and hug your auntie.
Sit on people's laps.
Don't do that. I would say respect your children and teach them also to have some ownership over their own bodies.
Yes.
If you make them do these things by force because uncle so-and-so, your auntie so-and-so, you have to go and give respect, you know, show, be well-behaved.
Mm.
It will come at the expense of your child's
mental health, actually, to
force them to do things that they don't want to. So if you ever see, it doesn't matter how young they are.
Mm.
A child can be as young as 2. They know who they like and who they don't like.
Mm.
Don't force them to do anything until they can also get to that stage when they can communicate clearly to you and tell you, I don't like hugging so and so, I don't like doing this. You don't force them to do it, right? But when it comes down to what one can do and how, and Kathy, you've already mentioned that you took the first step by talking.
Yeah,
you tell people, you talk to people.
I tell people what I don't like, you
can tell people that I didn't like it when you said that. Speak your truth. It's your truth. I didn't like it when you said what you said. I didn't like it when you touched me like
and usually this. they laugh it off, but they have gotten the point.
But just make sure and do it though when you feel safe and comfortable, of course, if this is your workplace or whatever it might be, you might insist that the door has to be open.
I need a message to these men. Don't use your positions.
Your power.
I don't even think that is power because that job tomorrow is going. It's not yours.
But you think somebody in their else. Mind in that moment, they are thinking
don't use
about
your
it.
Positions to manipulate women.
True.
I'm at this level.
Even women, don't use your positions to manipulate young men.
I'm just using some of my examples that I've gone through, because they make even what I've because I have a better explanation about them. Sometimes you're chasing something in a big office, and then this is like a contract or something or something. I have been in that. So one time, like now, you see, I'm not wearing my ring. I usually don't wear my ring. I think sometimes I look young. I looked for it because nobody said it. Anyway, so I was looking for a big contract in one of these government entities. So, and it would benefit the ministry, of course, even benefit me financially.
Yes.
So I went, I would go. We have the first meeting. They need a proposal. They need this. Then the next time I bring what I'm supposed to bring. But as the second one, I started seeing this man. You know, we can read body language.
Oh, yeah.
He laughs at nothing.
He's joking.
This is you're in a very serious
office
and a very serious contract.
Awesome.
You're bringing, leave alone the office. What you're bringing him will even keep him in that office for like 3 years. Because if he passes it and it's a good thing, he'll become a performer. So that I'm like, this man, I have seen that. You know, me, I usually sometimes communicate with actions. So the next time we're having a meeting, I put on my ring. I swear, before the man greeted me, hey, you're married?
Said,
I had read whatever I'd read.
Yeah.
Come on. Then, but then after that, after our conversation, now work, this thing. Mm. So he tells me, your husband must be very lucky. You're a very brilliant woman. You're very productive. I said, what about your wife? I said, my wife is, I'm like, that's what you always say about your wives. Mm. Now your wife, if why are you still with her? You just get another productive woman.
She's not productive.
Why you just get a productive woman and don't stop being with that unproductive woman. Say, but yours, look at what you're bringing, what you're doing to Uganda government. And you know, for me, I get bored. But because I talk to somebody higher than him, I'm like, you know, I will not waste time with on this one. I will have to chase what I'm chasing, and it will have to go through, and I will get paid for that.
So going in knowing what you want, but also hopefully also talking to someone immediately,
you whatever sense it is,
but also being able to read body language.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I think this is what's it's very important to, how would I say, it's very important for us to pay attention to these things, like watch the body language of the person that who is harassing you, and try and figure them out. And if you're saying, oh, it's because I look like I'm available, like, just read people.
They put their feet in the water. Yes. They keep trying. They throw a line and see, how is she going to take it?
Yes.
That's what encourages them. That's the moment you encourage them, they continue.
Now, here's the things. These are things that you might want to do, right? So you might want to talk to the person, like Katia said, talk to the offender and just tell them, you know what you are doing, huh?
It's not good, though.
It's not cool. Yeah. It's not really not cool. The other one is just to tell somebody else. So it's not something that you should keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Die with it and say, you know, you find maybe it's embarrassing, it's humiliating, whatever happened to you.
But talk about it.
Talk about it to somebody.
And you know, one time somebody in parliament said women are sexually harassed in parliament. Female MPs.
Yes.
And you're wondering, who is safe?
Yes.
These are lawmakers.
Yeah.
And they're harassed.
Yeah. I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter where you are.
You face it. Like, you have to be... The harassment can come at you from all angles. Yeah. But I think now what you said in the previous episode of it starts with you.
Yeah.
Having to tell people, you know, what you're doing is wrong. You might think it was okay 10 years ago. Yeah. It's not cool to say it anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't say things like that. So you don't have to deal with it on your own, right? You can talk to maybe HR if you work in a business and in an office, or you can talk to a trusted friend or a family member just to let them know this is what I'm going through, right? The other thing is for you to be informed. You can actually find out what the people are putting policies. Laws are in place. We've already told you it's against the law. Find out what the policies are, be it at your workplace or at the school, because they can actually probably already have something in place, a process to help you deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is step one. Step one could be, you know, confronting the person, let's talk mediation, find a solution, that sort of thing.
And also being informed, know what sexual harassment is, because I've realized that there are many people who are being harassed and they have no idea that they're actually being harassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is to keep record. Right, you keep a diary, document everything that happens when it
on this day.
Yes,
he touched my and hand, I told him don't touch.
Yeah, anyone who saw it and what you may have done to stop it. So it's useful so that you have, you're not just going there. Yes, it's an emotional
thing. You have evidence.
You have some evidence, and you have
because they usually say this, like just yesterday, Shiba was asking, somebody was asking her for a video. Then she was like, really? So in my mind, this was the visual.
Yeah.
So somebody's harassing me.
Then I'm having a phone and I'm recording.
I'm like, what's wrong with Ugandans? How are you thinking like this?
I don't think it's an issue with Ugandans. I think it's an issue with all of us.
The world?
The world in general. Because we have become so desensitized.
Non-empathetic.
We just think that, if it's true, where's the evidence? You should have recorded it. Yes. You should have had the presence of mind to do X, Y, and Z. But now this is a situation that happened by surprise. She wasn't expecting it to happen.
Yes.
But let's say it's something that is continually happening. You can now start keeping the evidence and saying, okay, this is what's happening. So text messages, very keep important.
Them.
Social media comments, keep them. Notes and emails, because all of this can help you if you have to file a complaint. You have actual evidence. Even if someone says they hacked me, Casta, someone hacked your account, but it's still came from your account.
Yeah.
Then, if you're experiencing sexual harassment at the workplace, you can actually find out from a lawyer or someone to help guide you, you know, what are my options when it comes to pursuing this?
Yeah, because you still want your job.
Yes, you still want to, what's going to happen if I do this? What's going to be the implication?
Yes.
And all of that. So if it's to continue, you might have to make a formal complaint. If you've even gone through all of that, you might have to now put a formal complaint so that people know what's going on and that you're serious. Maybe there'll be a mediation process to help stop this, or for that person to get help. For some people are just not right in the head. Or it might end up coming to a point where you might have to leave your job. And of course, I hope that it doesn't come to that. But the whole thing is for you not to die in this alone. You shouldn't suffer in silence. Trust me, there are so many people who are going through what you're going through, which is a shame. But I'm sure that there, and you actually be amazed that there are men in place who will be your champions as well to fight for you.
Not every man is a lumpen. There are those who are actually fighting for our rights.
Who actually would visualize and say, this could be my daughter, this could be my sister, this could be my wife going through this. So it's important that you do go through it. And also, men, make it safe for the women in your life to come and talk to you. Because if she knows, the minute I open my mouth, it's going to be World War III. That guy is going to go and burn that place down. Especially when women come to you, or females come to you with these complaints, or even men now approaching other men saying, you know, this is what has happened. You might feel angry enough that you want to do something about it. Make it a safe space for this person to actually come and tell you.
Don't have questions like, what were you dressed? What time was it? Where were you?
And you know, don't try to make the person a victim again. She's already gone through something. So don't make it worse.
Like that. And also have more empathy. And I would say, even for us who are on the online community, when we're interacting, know that words can actually be very, very damaging. Believe people when they say when something has happened to them. Yes, there are cases, and there will always be people who lie about these situations, but most of the times people are telling the truth. In fact, you can say 9 out of 10 they're telling you the truth. So it's hard for people to talk about it when they see the public reaction to someone standing up and saying, this is what happened to me. We've seen cases happen both locally and abroad. Someone comes out and tells the truth about the situation, people start,
you called for it.
You called for it. It's because you're big-headed, don't you have a big mouth? You like speaking back. That's never an excuse to harass somebody. And even with the comments we give, to now start saying, hey, serves you right, not you chicks, you like doing experience. Let's all have a little empathy. And women, we are also the biggest culprits when it comes to attacking fellow women. Let's just be empathetic to one another. Believe people when they tell you something has happened, unless something otherwise happens, but believe them, you know, empathize with them, find out if there's a solution you can provide for them. You never know, you could actually be someone's saving grace. So don't automatically assume the worst. Just be the support of people. Support them. Even if it's not true, you might find it's another deeply rooted issue that they're going through. And, you know, that can be another thing to tackle on another day. So, ladies, I think we've had quite the conversation today. Today we've actually gone further than what we normally do, but I think it was important that
This is a topic that messes up people's mental health and actually the world. So,
It's very, very, it's very serious.
And it's like, there is no medication, I think. I think it's like it will never end.
But we can do our part.
We have to do our part. But what I'm talking about is that every day you hear a new story.
Yes.
There's a story of 1920. There's a story of 2020.
I still think it goes back to charity begins at home. You know, how you raise your children, how you show them that you must respect another human being, that you don't own anybody. Yes. Because I've realized the thing about some men is they objectify us. They look at us like play toys. What can you do? What can you say? You can't fight me. I have the willpower to destroy you.
I have a relative. I know we are going, but I there's something I learned from her. She had had her daughter and she had some brothers staying over. And of course, they were even, but every time she would leave, she would tell her brothers, don't harass my child. So even the child grew up knowing they shouldn't harass her. And she would tell her, don't assault my daughter. Don't. I know you boys. So I used to look at, this woman is...
They have brothers.
Then one time, this kid was about, I think, like 5 years. So, like, I think the uncle, she did something, she was being stubborn, and the uncle, like, slapped her or something. So she said, hey!
You've harassed me.
I was harassed.
She just used the line.
So she was aware. Of course, then we're like, we all feared. We're like, what did he do?
Hey.
Actually, it was in Luganda. I said, Yampamba, Yampambia. Yampambia, we're like, oh.
What happened?
Like, so what, we asked her, how did he do it? Yeah. Said, did like this. We all laughed, of course. Mm-hmm. But I felt that now that I have children, I feel
Make them aware
from a very young age. Yes, that they very... So
that's true.
We could go on and on about this, but thank you so much, ladies. Florence, thank you for
so Leia, you like your name?
No,
Florence.
Helen looks like a friend of mine called Florence.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to show you her picture after this. So thank you so much, Helen, for being here and contributing. You've really given us juicy details and good information.
I know, right?
I'm a talker.
Yeah, you're with fellow talkers. Kasalina Bang.
Yes.
Last words, you wrap us up.
For me, this topic really drains me. For real.
Excuse me.
I don't know what. Okay, apart from the things that you can do, how to protect yourself.
Yes.
I just feel like let's be better. Let's be better. As human beings, let's just be better. Let's be more empathetic towards others. Let's be kinder. This topic.
Okay, I'll wrap it up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a heavy one. It's been a heavy topic, but it was a conversation that needed to be had. I mean, it's taking place wherever I go. It seems to be happening everywhere.
Mm.
And it was important that it was had, at least here on Girls Like Me. Of course, we are living and working amongst fellow
men.
Humans. So we happen to get Kathy and men. We're living and working amongst
fellow
humans.
Oh, and even
humans.
Women, by the way. Forgive me.
Yes.
I've just remembered.
Mm.
Now we have a society of, it's a mix-up.
Mm-hmm.
You have women
mm-hmm.
gallivanting together. You have men gallivanting together. Women are also harassing other women.
Mm.
And it comes off as... it's a girly thing. We are girls, it's kawa, but it's
again,
also harassment.
So if it's unwanted attention,
it
doesn't
don't
matter.
Do it. Doesn't matter
annoying.
Which sex
it's
you
annoying.
Are.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Mm. You should stop it.
I'm forgotten.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So we'll join you guys. We hope you go join us rather on the next episode.
Yes.
And let us know what your thoughts are. Of course, contributions in terms of what we can do to protect ourselves, to also make the world a better place. For everyone who's living in it, especially our children who are coming after, and also to look out for the younger generation, to let them know their bodies and their opinions do matter, and they should be respected. You don't have to always get along with what people say, but you should, and we always should respect them. So thank you so much, ladies. And guys, we will catch you on the next episode. Be sure to subscribe, be sure to share. And of
subscribe, please.
See Helen as a
please.
Yes.
Just like I did.
Yeah. Sent you praise of Galo
Galo.
Thank you. All right, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. And thank you for joining us. Bye.
Cool. Bye.